As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air, and be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, July the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news of sorts. I don't know if we've ever found any good news, but I'm kind of always looking. Hard facts, certainly that, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time that you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. We're all looking for a little bit of that happiness principle. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com on your browser. You can also go to vocallocal.org. Either one will get you there. We have a chat room up for you this morning. You might want to engage in that chat discussion, or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Got a lot of email traffic over the weekend, and I thank you all for that. But you can send your emails to me at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And I'll reply in person to your intelligent emails. Got one really knuckleheaded email. Took a few times to get around to plain English, but we're getting there. Anyway, it's one of the first ones I've gotten in a long time like that. Most of the time, we get just absolutely the best information, intel, videos, and all kinds of things to keep me busy, and it's unbelievable how smart the listeners are. But for those of them that are without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, don't feel left out. You can be a part of it, too. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Always look forward to receiving your cards and letters. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and 1610 AM, Lompoc, California. Might be Lompoc, probably is. And also AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. I'd like to see that list just go on and on and on, as more and more broadcasters pick up this broadcast and put it out to their local audiences. If you know anybody in your area that has a low-power AM or FM system and you'd like to get them into your neighborhood, have them drop me a line or send me an email. I'd love to get them on board as well. Or if you've got anybody out there that's got the big stick, an AM radio station in your area that's broadcasting nothing this morning but a farm report, maybe you could let their producers know, the production staff at the radio, that there's alternative media that could take up that time slot. And I'd love to be there, right there in your town, talking to all of the folk in your neighborhood. Our listener calling number again remains 866-841-1065 throughout the broadcast. Your calls are certainly welcome. Let's go into that market report this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $4.70 at $1,206.70 an ounce. And remember, that's down just about $60 from its recent high. But nevertheless, off $4.70, trades at $1,206.70 a troy ounce for the noble metal. Silver this morning off 10 cents, trades at $18.05. Like to see that back up on plus side of 19 again, but we've got a ways to go to get back to there. Platinum off $5 this morning, trades at $1,525 an ounce, and palladium off $3 at $454 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,200.60 for a low, $1,211.20 for a high. We'll be back with much, much more. Your calls are welcome. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Monday, July the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, and in this opening segment, I always like to put out the market report, keep our pulse on what's happening in the marketplaces each and every morning. Out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that would be 1 hour ago. Again, gold is trading down $4.70 at $1,206.70 an ounce. Silver was off a dime at $18.05. Platinum was off $5 at $1,525 a troy ounce, and palladium down $3 at $454 an ounce. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, very narrow trading band, $1,200.60 for a low, $1,211.20 for a high. But at $1,206.70, even though it's $60 below its latest high, your gold is still up $293.70 year to year for a 32.17% return on your investment. That's not small shakes. Your London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association. Certainly, if you haven't gone up and crawled around on that website, I would encourage you to do that. These are the price fixers. They're AM price fix in London. The boys in London ran their little flags up and rang the bells, set the price at $1,203.75. We're just a bit above that right now. The SPDR gold shares this morning, they dropped a little bit of gold over the weekend, sitting at 1,314.51 metric tons in their treasure chest. Valued on State Street as it is at $51.08 billion. 51.08 $0.08 billion. Keep your eyes on that little spider on the corner of the web. And again, if you haven't gone up and visited that website and looked around a little bit, find out all that you can about GLD, the SPDR gold shares, the SPDR gold trust. Browse it in a variety of different ways. There's far more than the public page that comes up the first time you find it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 59 on Friday, closing out at 10,198. The NASDAQ was up 21, closing at 2,196, and the S&P 500 up 5. At 1,078. That's all Friday's closings. Crude oil this morning up 13 cents, trades at $76.22 a barrel for that light sweet crude oil. The U.S. dollar index, again, another web browse here. You can go to the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, find out about this USDX. It seems to drive the whole world, and yet, again, it's just digits on a screen. The U.S. dollar index up this morning 29 basis points or 0.29% at 84.29. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. Whenever the U.S. dollar index goes up, the others go down. Everything's down across the board. The Canadian loonie this morning moves down 2 basis points, yet still exchanges with the U.S. dollar at 97 cents apiece. The Mexican peso down 22 basis points, trades out at 8 cents U.S., having to round up to get to 8 cents still. The euro off 52 basis points, trades out at $1.26 U.S. Lots of flurry in the news about the euro. It's going to be in the news for a long time, I can assure you that. British pound up this or off this morning, off 22 basis points as well, at $1.50. So if you want to buy a British pound, it's going to cost you $1.50. All right, Swiss francs off 57 basis points, 0.57%. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 94 cents U.S. In the bond market, the 2-year yield on the U.S. Treasuries, bonded indebtedness, the yield on the 2-year is 0.62%. That's not enough to excite the bond people. It's not enough to excite me either. But the 10-year is at 3.04%, and the 30-year is at 4.03%. You can imagine in an inflationary market like we have coming up after they've loaned trillions and trillions into existence out of nothing, put your money someplace and parking it for 30 years to expect only 4.03% return on your investment is a sure way to lose plenty. Only the central banks can afford that. And that's why they're buying all those treasuries. The mortgage market this morning, 15-year mortgage on a fixed rate insurance or mortgage on a like residential mortgage down from 4.26% a month ago, 4.26% down this morning at 4.13, and the 30-year continues its decline as well, down from 4.82% 30 days ago. This morning stands at 4.63%. So that's your basic market figures. For this morning, there's going to be some news right now. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke is speaking, and I guess everyone in the world is listening with bated breath. We'll see what that does to the marketplace. But Elizabeth Duke, whoever she is, she's going to talk this evening at 5:15 p.m. Eastern time. And other than that, we've just got some announcements coming out today and some auctions. Continuing down Monday, Tuesday, looks like we've got an international trade report coming out tomorrow morning prior to airtime. If there's anything significant there, I'll let you know. Treasury budget is coming out tomorrow afternoon. Looks like we've got retail sales report going to come out on Wednesday. Business inventories on Wednesday as well. The petroleum status. We're going to see Thursday is going to be the big day this week. Probably the producer price index will be out. Empire State Manufacturing Survey. The jobless claims will come out. Industrial production. Philadelphia Fed. Looks like a bunch of other stuff happening on Thursday. And on Friday, consumer sentiment will come out in the consumer price index. So watch the markets as they jump all over the place this week. It should be rather interesting. Here's a piece of information off of the Bloomberg website. Always near and dear to my heart when we start talking along the lines of timber. I've spent many years of my life crawling all over. Okay, now we're back again. Seem to have a little bit of technical challenge going on here on the side. Anyway, spent plenty of time up in the timber country, and as a result of hiking and backpacking and photographing my way through lots of clear cuts, lots of standing forest, on my way to the ridge tops and the high lakes and the mountains to climb, I got fairly familiar with on the ground just what is the timber business. You know, you walk through a place on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday morning, something like that, and you can see all of the equipment standing there. You can sit down on a stump and smoke a cigarette and just kind of figure out how the whole process works. It's quite elaborate. But this article off Bloomberg this morning in regards to Weyerhaeuser, one of the big timber U.S. timberland holders, Weyerhaeuser to pay $5.6 billion to shareholders. This by Christopher Donville, New News Today. Weyerhaeuser Company, the second largest owner of U.S. timberland. U.S. timberland. Now, of course, they don't own the timberland, as near as I can tell. How could they? It's United States timberland. I don't believe they own the land. I think what they have, and I may be wrong, but they probably have extended leases on those lands. It might be wrong. They might actually have some kind of a claim on those lands. I don't know. But the second largest, you wouldn't think that if Weyerhaeuser owned it, they would call it U.S. timberland. Anyway, the second largest owner of U.S. timberland declared a record $5.6 billion special dividend to lock the company's conversion this year to a real estate investment trust. I don't know all of the ramifications of what this is going to mean and what it's going to do, but we'll continue with this article right after these words from our sponsors and find out just a little bit more about the logging industry in America. Be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And looking a little bit deeper into this Weyerhaeuser article off of the Bloomberg website, trying to come to some understanding of just what it is to be a real estate investment trust when you are the largest holder of U.S. timberlands. Let's find out more about it. Continues this way, the dividend. They're talking about dividends and payouts and things like that, which really it's newsworthy if you're invested, I suppose, in this. But it just kind of gives us a continuing overview of things to know about these markets that most of us generally never been exposed to, so I'll share it with you. The company is making the payout to signal its determination to convert to an REIT, all caps. That would be an acronym. You might encounter it somewhere in your research. An REIT, that's a real estate investment trust this year, and address investor concerns that its shrinking market valuation could have derailed the process. So as we turn away more and more from logging, and we get carried away in all of this nonsense about the spotted owl and all of the hanky ringers, the bugs and bunny crowd. And as we continue to allow our forests just to burn, right? holding this land as timberland is not as valuable to them. Of course, down the road, it'll still be timber, and this timber is growing, and the longer they can keep it off the market, the more the timber they'll have to bring back onto the market in the future. But continuing here, market conditions today are not impacting our ability to convert, and we wanted to take away the uncertainty and provide the surety for our shareholders that we will complete the conversion this year, Fulton said. So this idea, they're looking at their land, they're not talking about timber, they're not talking about bringing 2x4s to the marketplace, they're not talking in this article so far about bringing any plywood in. They're talking about it from the business standpoint and looking at the value of their land holdings and what they can do on the marketplace as an investment trust. So continuing, Weyerhaeuser has seen its shares in New York tumble 33% since their peak this year on April the 23rd, and it goes on and gives the details. Quote, "We have the intent of converting this year. Why? Well, they have been pressured. Some shareholders, including Franklin Mutual Advisors, LLC, have pressured the company to become a real estate investment trust to reduce taxes on earnings from its more than 6 million acres of timberlands. Weyerhaeuser rose to 20 cents to $35.84 in the New York Stock Exchange composite trading on July the 9th. And the shares have fallen 17%. So they're concerned about their tax worthiness, their tax appeal, tax savings, and things like that. They have the intent of converting their holdings into a real estate investment trust, and it continues. So let's see if we can find anything more out of this without going into the details. Questions about whether the company's shrinking market value threatened the REIT conversion this year are moot. Patricia Bedient, Weyerhaeuser's chief financial officer, said in an interview with Fulton, any declines that the company market capitalization now that the dividend has been declared are unlikely to disrupt the process, she said. Just general information, lengthy article, you can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. Valuation date, to the extent that people were concerned that the stock would be trading at less than the per share payout, that will not happen at the valuation date, she says. Fulton also has sold assets, including Weyerhaeuser's cardboard box and recycling business to International Paper Company in 2008 for $6 billion to qualify under U.S. tax rules to become a real estate trust and to pair debt. Why are they worried about that? Why don't they just become more aggressive in the paper and pulp and timber industry? I don't know. Weyerhaeuser has also combined its fine paper business with Montreal-based Domtar Corporation in 2007. So we can see this first decade in 2010, as we've read numerous times in the past, this has been the decade of M&A or mergers and acquisitions, and that seems to be the principle activity that Weyerhaeuser is conducting. Quote, the primary result of the conversion to a real estate investment trust is to reduce taxes, Fulton said, adding that will also help reduce the company's cost of capital to compete with other timber real estate trusts. Conversion would make Weyerhaeuser the fourth so-called timber REIT. The others are Plum Creek Timber, Rayonier, and Potlatch Incorporated. As part of the transformation, Weyerhaeuser plans to elect conversion under U.S. tax law when it pays 2010 taxes next spring. That election will allow the company to claim REIT status retroactively to January the 1st, 2010. It'll take a little bit more work, more research to figure out how this is all impacting things. But continuing, Weyerhaeuser is the second largest owner of U.S. timberland after the Seattle-based Plum Creek. Weyerhaeuser only trailed the Vancouver-based West Fraser Timber Company and North American softwood lumber output in 2009, and so on and so forth. So there's activity that's going on there that's important. This is just like the fishing industry down in the Gulf. When people are not bringing lumber out of the forests, when we're not mining minerals out of the ground, when we're not bringing fish out of the sea, we're not having any true wealth generation. It's just a bunch of paper-pushing, pencil-necked lawyers, you know, getting around, geeking it up, but there's no real wealth being created, and that it should be, I would hope, important to everyone to understand. Here's a little bit more. You know, we all got excited about the IT bubble, the technology bubble, you know, got involved in all of this. Well, here's an article off of Bloomberg again this morning. Whitney Kissling and Lynn Thomason and Liu Wang collaboratively writing for Bloomberg. Technology stocks cheapest to the S&P 500 as the UBS sees gains. Here's the article. Computer and software shares have slumped to the lowest valuations in two decades. Rather telling first clause there. Computer and software shares have slumped to the lowest valuations in two decades, according to this article, a sign to Barclays Wealth and UBS AG that they will rebound as Standard & Poor's 500 index companies start spending their record cash. Now, I don't know about their record cash, but I suppose they got record cash, probably stolen from you and I. But will they start spending that record cash? And if they do start spending that record cash, will they be spending it in the United States? Do they need more cash registers? Do they need more computers? Do they need more telephones and all of the rest of the stuff? Unless there's business growth to go along with this record spending, why would we expect to see some great jump in technologies? Technology companies in the benchmark for index for U.S. equities fell as much as 17% this year, pushing prices down to a 15.6 times reported annual income, blah, blah, blah. The biggest industry in the index hasn't been this cheap since at least 1992. And the bursting tech bubble, okay, still bursting. Excluding the 6 months between Lehman Brothers Holdings bankruptcy and the start of the bull market in March 2009. Falling valuations and a rebound in spending may lift, that's the operative word there, may lift shares, even if U.S. growth slows, according to UBS. Corporate cash rose six straight quarters through March, boosting speculation that executives will upgrade computers after reducing investments for 3 years. Now, what would you do with your business in a marketplace like this? Would you buy a bunch of window dressing, get some more rubber trees, take on some more secretaries and replace all the couches, the computer terminals, etc.? Or would you try and find places to better invest your money than that? I wonder whether there's any truth to this article or whether it's just a fluff piece trying to get people excited. The S&P 500 Information Technology Index rose 5.6% last week, the biggest gain in a year. Technology sector has been overlooked, said Kevin Gardner, who helps oversee $241 billion as the head of global investment strategy at the Wealth Management Division of Barclays PLC. Well, we'll pick it up with that right after this.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Again, referring to this article out of the Bloomberg magazine talking about the possibility that there might be something coming for the technology sector. Let's give this out a little bit further here. The technology sector has been overlooked, said Kevin Gardiner, who helps oversee $241 billion as the head of global investment strategy at the Wealth Management Division in Barclays PLC in London. Quote, one of the sectors that we have been quite positive on globally has been technology, and we've been gritting our teeth and hanging on to that view. Okay? So you believe in the magic fairy if you believe in the king's clothing. You just hang on and hang on, grit your teeth and hang on and hang on and hang on. Somebody has floated these people a line of nonsense, stuff and nonsense. They've been gritting their teeth and hanging on to the view that technology is going to bail themselves out. But when you have a glut of commercial property on the marketplace, when you've got one of the tallest buildings in the world, if not the tallest building, standing over there in the United Arab Emirates, their new Tower of Babel that they built, and it's 90% empty. When you've got business, commercial space all over the United States and around the world running empty, when you've got foreclosures running rampant, when you've had to basically pollute the Gulf of Mexico in order to vacate the southern states and force them into the northern states to perhaps occupy some of these foreclosed homes that are the result of jingle mail and other things, you've got a real problem on your hand. And, of course, people are not going to be rushing out to buy new computers when they're in the process of laying off their staff. And unless you've got productivity going on, you're not likely to be buying more technological things, more technology. But continuing from the article, Intel Corp, the biggest maker of semiconductors, is projected to post the highest growth in the net income since at least 1990. And Qualcomm Incorporated, the largest phone chip producer, will have the fastest increase in 6 years. So you can see if you're holding all these IT and these tech stocks and whatnot, then it is to your personal advantage to be able to get all of these RFID readers, these scanners, and all of the things at the train stations, and all of the cameras up, and all of the NIM centers built, and all of your information analysis centers built, and all of these computers, and the police, and the military, and, you know, smart helmets, and smart treks, and smart tanks, and GIS, and GPS up the yin-yang. If you profit from that, if you're holding like the stocks like Rahm Emanuel and some of the others, if you're holding stocks in these IT companies, then you would be on the side of any and all legislation that would advance this GIS, GPS, global governance system, wouldn't you? Very likely. And so we can see that they're hanging on, gritting their teeth, hanging on to that view that technology is going to save their butts, but they're willing to sacrifice your freedom and mine. In order to make that happen, the technology industry has more money available than any S&P 500, Standard & Poor's 500 group, giving management leeway to invest in new products, buy shares, or raise dividends, the article continues. Talks about far-fetched conclusions. It just comes down to this macro viewpoint that we're going into a double-dip recession and the world's going to go to hell and people are going to stop buying iPads and smartphones and computers, said Paul Wick, the Menlo Park, California-based manager of the $3.3 billion Seligman Communications and Information Fund, which beat 90% of its rivals in the past 5 years. And he says, that's kind of a far-fetched conclusion. All right, that's kind of a far-fetched conclusion. Well, Paul, we'll see who's right. We'll see where all your $3.3 billion funds are coming out to. But let's look at the sentence again that he considers it to be far-fetched. It comes down to this macro viewpoint that we're going into a double-dip recession. Economists worldwide could just about guarantee you that one. And that the world's going to hell. Well, it ain't going to heaven, honey. And people are going to stop buying iPads and smartphones and computers. Well, if they have no money, they have no job, their unemployment benefits are run out. And they're having to decide between keeping a roof over their heads and food in their bellies and maybe some petrol in the gas in the automobile so they can go look for a job. I don't imagine that an iPad or an Apple or whatever is going to look too interesting to them. But we'll see who's right on this one. Maybe he will beat the street and come out a trillionaire. Technology companies trailed the S&P 500 for 7 of the 9 years through 2008, including a 44% plunge that year when U.S. stocks posted their worst return in 7 decades. And the article continues, they're trying to do everything that they can to encourage people to get involved in this technology sector. I don't know how many of you were listening yesterday evening when Michael Vail interviewed John Perkins on his broadcast, The Vantage Point, but it was an interesting broadcast. But again, we heard from these sustainable mercenaries, the change agents for Globalizing, always the same sort of claptrap. And even though he's coming out as a whistleblower, repentant, you know, sorry that he was ever an economic hitman, sorry that the jackals followed him on more than one occasion and assassinated government leaders, even though he's coming clean and fessing up and he's in front of the Pope begging for indulgences with his new books and books and books and speaking tours, one thing that he did throw out there several times, this is a meme, these are talking points, he's floating this new line, but there's nothing new to it. But he said it, I think, 4 times. I've got him quoted here in my notes. But here's what he was saying. Sustainable, just, and peaceful world. A sustainable, just, and peaceful world. Of course, you know that Agenda 21 is the United Nations agenda. It is their program of action to bring sustainable development to the world in the 21st century. And so here, clearly, John is on board with the sustainable mercenaries. Just. Okay, what do we mean when we talk about just? We're not talking about justice. What we're talking about is social justice, not equal justice. No, they have to enter the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, by a door from the basement, I guess, to get into the Supreme Court because they don't want anybody to walk under the equal justice chiseled into the stone above their heads. We live in a land of social justice now. This is like going to the chancery courts, going into the Lord Chancellor, equity exists in the absence of law, as Hal Anthony says it on his broadcast, and he's absolutely right. This is the idea of going to the Pope and begging an indulgence, buying an indulgence so that you can marry your sister or someone even closer related to you, if that's possible. That's the way it goes. So this idea of social justice, okay, sustainable, just, and peaceful world, peace, peace, and there'll be no peace. Peace, peace, and there'll be no peace. Support the United Nations anywhere, anytime, any day, there'll be no peace. It's not about peace. Never has been about peace. But the idea of a sustainable, just, and peaceful world, all right? Interesting thing here. It says down in here that every child in the world has a right to grow up in a just, sustainable, and peaceful world. Do they? Do you have a right to grow up in a just, and a sustainable, and a peaceful United States? I don't know about you, but I look at my birth certificate, that piece of paper, that witness statement that my mother and father signed on to, and the doctor that delivered me did as well. But I don't see any guarantee at the bottom. You know, flip it over on the back. You see a warranty on your birth certificate? I don't. I don't think anyone has a right to do anything. I think we have rights and we have duties in each of the governments that have been established around the world, you know, convey upon the people certain unalienable rights in some countries. But mostly now in the modern world, we all have to live under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That comes from not from God, not from the creator of the universe. It comes from the United Nations and the global community. All right. I would have to challenge Mr. Perkins on his idea that every child in the world has a right to grow up in a just, sustainable, and peaceful world. They'll have no rights more than their own people will bring together and that they'll stand and defend. Anyway, just one of those sorts of things, glaciers melting, oceans rising. That's the kind of stuff that's being floated around out there. And so we continue through our little study here of the morning's news. Let's jump over here and look at Dominique Strauss-Kahn. This is a con man here that's at the head of the IMF, an article off Bloomberg. Strauss-Kahn says Asia should prepare for shocks with stronger currencies. Now, you know that the United States and the IMF have been begging and begging and begging and pressuring and pressuring and pressuring China to unhinge its peg, unpeg its yuan or renminbi from the U.S. dollar. And now that they've done that, now Strauss-Kahn from the IMF comes out and says that Asia should prepare for shocks with a stronger currency. Choices do have consequences. They didn't make this choice voluntarily, but they acquiesced to the international financial community, and now they're being warned to expect shocks. Here's the article written by, I don't even have any idea, Yong Kyung-seo. July the 12th, New News. Asian nations needed to be prepared for potential shocks, including a surge in capital inflows, even as the region demonstrates resilience to Europe's fiscal woes. The head of the International Monetary Fund said, excessive capital movement creates instability. IMF Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn said at the Asia 21 high-level conference in South Korean cities of Daejeon, policymakers need to cope through, quote, different tools, including revaluation of the currency, accumulation of reserves, prudential rules, and if necessary, as we've seen on a temporary basis, capital controls are absolutely needed. So they want to take our failed model here, whether you're looking at Milton Friedman or John Maynard Keynes, they want to take our failed economic models and take them over to Asia and apply them there. Well, we'll find out more about that in the Asian economies right after these words from our sponsors. Be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
corporate media dominates the American opinion, finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we'll set aside what's going on over in Asia and go down to the Gulf of Mexico, take a look at British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum, the sun god. Oh, yes. Oh, boy. BP may stop the flow from leaking well after a test today, folks. Today, yes, July the 12th, new news. They may stop the flow from the leaking well after a test today. Kind of have to wait and see whether that's going to happen. BP PLC may stop the flow of crude from its leaking Gulf of Mexico well, the source of the biggest oil spill, they're still using that oil spill, in U.S. history, after a pressure test today. Upon a successful test, London-based BP may stop the leak with valves in a 75-ton assembly it plans to bolt atop the well. Huh, seems like Doug from Oklahoma, one of our listeners, made that suggestion months ago. Maybe it took him a while to find the valves. Anyway, let's hear the article. National Incident Commander. Oh, my. I wonder if that came with a pay raise. Thad Allen said today in an interview on CNN, a relief well the company is drilling will still be needed to permanently plug the well. It should be relief wells, two, in plural, that the company is drilling. Or are drilling, will still be needed to permanently plug the well, he said. BP's Macondo has been spewing, now they're getting closer, spewing into the ocean as much as 60,000 barrels. Now they're just giving us all that stuff again. Today's test, to be monitored by seismic sensors on the seafloor, may determine whether the well bore can withstand the pressure of being shut, Allen said. Information that's critical right there. Today's test, to be monitored by seismic sensors on the seafloor, may determine whether the well bore can withstand the pressure of being shut. Quote, we need to know what the pressure is inside the cap to know what our next steps are. It seems that after all these days, they have not yet determined what the well pressure, well head pressure is. Whether we can shut it in or we'll have to produce oil to keep the pressure off. In other words, whether they'll have to use the valves to regulate the flow and bring the flow out, but with a variable regulation valve system, they could blend it and twist it and tweak it and keep it in check and have it all standing there and doing its job. Underwater robots are bolting in place a transitional fitting placed atop the well over the weekend, BP said in a statement on its website. Well, that's something we said on Oracle Unleashed, Mike Chambers and I and Doug Owen talking about it how many months ago. Again, BP began capturing oil and natural gas from the well and piping it to vessels on the surface last month after failing in efforts to plug the leak. The company said today it spent $3.5 billion on the spill, including oil and gas containment, cleanup, and damage claims. And then they go on and talk about the stock shares. And BP, by the way, is advancing. Let's find out a little bit more about that. Here we go. This article, again, off of Bloomberg. BP advances on Alaskan asset sales, Exxon speculation. Headline news, Brian Swint, writing for Bloomberg, July 12, 2010, new news. BP, PLC, battling to contain the largest oil spill in here. There's a cut, copy, and paste bin here. Rose on reports it is selling assets in Alaska, and ExxonMobil Corporation may consider a bid for the company. Now, remember that in the very beginning, when this information was first brought to our attention, long after it was already known to the Tony Hayward and Goldman Sachs and everybody in America that had stocks invested in Nalco or any place else, Halliburton, it was all insider trading. They waited until they all covered their assets, and then they let us know that our assets were in deep trouble. But anyway, BP PLC battling to contain the biggest oil spill in U.S. history in the Gulf of Mexico, Rose. They're not talking about the building. They're not talking about the self-esteem. They're not talking about the net worth. What they're talking about is the stocks rising. It rose on reports it is selling assets in Alaska and ExxonMobil. And if you remember, the first reports from Ken Salazar's Mineral and Management Service reported that British Petroleum and ExxonMobil were in partnership with the Mineral Management Service. That would be a public-private partnership, which, of course, caused all kinds of mayhem in the media. And Janet Napolitano had to come out and say, oh, no, 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 no. This is not a partnership. Well, anyway, ExxonMobil may consider a bid for the company. BP climbed as much as 7.2%, the most in a month, traded at 389.9 pence as of 12.40, that would be 12:40 p.m. in London. That's 28% higher than the low reached on June the 25th, blah, blah, blah. BP is in talks to sell assets to the Apache Corporation for a price of less than $12 billion. People familiar with the matter said yesterday that deal alone may put BP ahead of its target of $10 billion in asset sales to help cover the spill costs. Exxon, based in Irving, Texas, I don't know how that far that would be from the Bush's hacienda, but anyway, Exxon, based in Irving, Texas, has been told by the U.S. government that it can look at a potential bid for BP, the Sunday Times of London reported, citing unidentified people, someone standing behind the curtain, no doubt. The sentiment of takeover speculation is proving positive for the stock. So the idea that there will be the vultures will come in and buy up portions of BP is driving up the prices of the British Petroleum stock. And so I would imagine that at the bottom, anticipating this, Goldman Sachs and Tony Hayward and everybody else has already bought at the bottom and will continue to buy as it goes up. Yeah, and that's my speculation. The sentiment of takeover speculation, again, is proving positive for the stock, said Jason Kenney, an analyst at ING Wholesale Banking in Edinburgh, Scotland. If Exxon shows its hand, there would be others queuing up behind it. BP screams out as being cheap at the minute because the value of its assets is about $90 billion more than the current enterprise value. All right? You see anybody in here talking about sea turtles? Anybody in this article wringing their handkerchiefs over oiled birds? Anybody here talking about correction? Anybody talking about plumes? No, they're not. In this new economic disorder, it's all profit good, loss bad. Robert Dye, a spokesman for Apache, and Max McGahan, a BP spokesman, declined to comment on the asset sales. Exxon declined to comment on its reported interest in BP. BP scrapped its dividend and said last month it'll sell some of its assets to raise $10 billion for the cleanup costs. We reported on that. Fines and legal damages from the Gulf spill. The company said today it has spent $3.5 billion on the spill. It agreed to establish a $20 billion fund for claims, blah, blah, blah. BP is working to install a new, tighter-fitting cap over its leaking well that it intends to capture all the escaping crude. Now, of course, it's not a new tighter-fitting cap. This is a 75-ton valve assembly, but that's the way they're spinning the article. The old cap was removed to make way, allowing more oil to escape until the new cap is secured sometime this week. I thought it was sometime today. Well, I guess they're just not getting their information circulated. Wells, said Kent Wells, Vice President Kent Wells, said yesterday, I suppose Senior Vice President Kent Wells at BP could not inform this reporter writing this article that they intended to place this valve assembly there and instead was floating another meme along the old cap, new cap story. As they say, figures don't lie, but liars figure. Wells told reporters during a conference call that BP is so far is pleased with how the effort is proceeding. Whatever the flow is, here's the quote, whatever the flow is, we'll capture it at some point. That doesn't sound like an engineer to me. Whatever the flow is, we'll capture it all at some point. No one's noncommittal there, huh? Okay. BP again, blah, blah, blah. Shares deserve to be well above 500 pence, but it's not going back to 600, blah, blah, blah. The cost of insuring BP's debt against default fell for the ninth straight day. All right. That's important because as the cost for the debt continues to go down, that means that the company and all of the insurers and reinsurers and co-insurers and all the gamblers and speculators think that BP is going to be able to pull themselves out of this little challenge and live to have leaking pipes again in the future. Let's see what else we've got over here. This is more. another article, last article, I guess. We've only got a minute or so going. Bank profits depend on debt write-down, the abomination. Bradley Keown and David Henry writing for your Bloomberg. Bank of AmeriCorp and Wall Street firms that notched perfect trading records in the first quarter are now depending on an accounting benefit last used in the depths of the credit crisis to prop up their results. Now, they should say sustain there, sustain, because sustaining is propping up is sustaining anyway. We'll pick up and conclude with that article right after the top of the hour break. Much more to come. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, July the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour of today's broadcast went through a bale full of news. Got a couple more articles to finish up here, and then we're going to turn our attention to John Stuart Mill and continue our study of on representative government. It's an excellent writing. I certainly do hope that you've taken the time to find it on the Internet. There are PDF files available, and if you're at all interested in the things that we discuss here and are looking forward into a time, a future, more and more freedom and less tyranny and despotic control, I would hope that you would take the time to avail yourself of that which was written by John Stuart Mill, the founder of philosophical radicalism back in the early 1800s, about 1850 or thereabouts. So anyway, we'll go to that after we finish up with this. Back to this article. Again, we're looking at bank profits depending on debt write-down abomination. This off the Bloomberg. Bank of AmeriCorps, again, Wall Street firms that notched perfect trading records. What's a perfect trading record? A perfect trading record is every day that the marketplaces were open, they were showing and banking profits while the rest of us were going to hell in a handbasket, losing our assets. All right, that's the banking community. They're winning on both sides of this with the electronic trading and the forward front running and all of that. Their control of the financial markets, their control of the gold and silver through the London Bullion Market Association and COMEX, their ability to fiddle, fudge, and fudge everything. All of the insiders at the Federal Reserve Bank, all of the insiders at the U.S. Treasury, all of the insiders at in every seat and in every capacity and every representative council all across the United States of America, the bankers are in control, okay? The captains of finance and industry are running the world through their appointed dictators, large and small. That's the way it is. This is the August Comte vision of his positive polity. And those of you that haven't studied August Comte, I'd recommend that you browse him up, find out as much as you can about him, and perhaps even get a copy of Gertrude Lenzer. Gertrude Lenzer, August Comte and Positivism. It's about 350 pages long, one of the tightest, most concise, and illuminating volumes that I have in my library in regards to who is August Comte and what is positivism. Again, the Bank of America, the biggest U.S. bank by assets, Bank of America, underlined the biggest U.S. bank by assets, in case you were wondering. That's a little bit of water cooler talk there, coffee break time talk. That did you know that the Bank of America is the biggest U.S. bank by assets? May record a $1 billion second quarter gain from writing down its debts to their market value. That's called mark-to-market, I think. By writing down its debts to their market value, Citigroup, Inc., analyst Keith Horowitz estimated in a June 23rd report, the boost to earnings stemming from an accounting rule that allows banks to book profits when the value of their own bonds fall probably represented a fifth of pre-tax income. Isn't it interesting? The boost to earnings stemming from an accounting rule that allows banks to book profits when the value of their own bonds fall. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme. This is alchemy at the highest order. Investor fears of a Greek default, stalled U.S. economic recovery, and tougher industry regulations have rattled markets, snapping banks' trading streaks and rekindling doubts about their credit worthiness. Prices for Bank of America's credit derivatives used by traders to bet on the likelihood of the firm's default. You need one of those little green visors, you know. A woman in a low-cut dress, you know, serving drinks. Everyone sitting around, got all their poker chips out, you know. I don't know, 5-card stud, 3-card Monte, what it's going to be this morning, boys. Used by the traders to bet on the likelihood of the firm's default, rose by 34% during the second quarter. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back again, once again, right here on our Monday, July the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. If you haven't been up, log on, bookmark my website. It's becomevocallocal.com. And a chat room up and running up there for you this morning. You can also call in throughout the broadcast if you like at area code 512-904-8014. And if you live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, you can also call in at toll-free 866-841-1065. Questions, comments would certainly be welcome today. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, I should always give this out in this time period, you can contact me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Always look forward to your cards and letters from the terrestrial listening audience, all of our AM and FM affiliates. AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, joins us in this hour, and I'm certainly thankful for that. Let's go back into our report here. We're reading out of the Bloomberg this morning in regards to this story that the title is Bank Profits Depend on Debt Write-Down Abomination. We're into the article. Let's continue. What's on the investor's mind are the macroeconomic issues as reflected by the interbank markets in Europe. That, I believe that would be the LIBOR, the London Interbank Market, LIBOR, overnight rate or something like that. But again, reflected by the interbank market in Europe, the very low yields on U.S. treasuries, as we report each and every day, the treasuries this morning, the 2-year is yielding 0.62%, the 10-year at 3.04, and the 30-year at 4.03. This figures in here. What's on the investors' minds are the macroeconomic issues reflected by the interbank market in Europe, the very low yields on U.S. treasuries, and recent data on economic growth. We give you that out each morning as we look at the economic calendar and report when they report. Economic growth, jobs, and housing. Credit Agricole Securities USA analyst Michael Mayo said in an interview, quote, to the extent that the earnings power is less, the banks would not generate as much capital, so there's less capital available to absorb future losses. And so as their capital diminishes, they come up with creative financing, and they juggle their books to make it look like they're doing better than they are. Statement 159, in the first quarter, the four biggest U.S. lenders, now here's the list, the cast of characters, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo & Company, that's your top four, produced combined profit of $13.5 billion while everyone else was going broke. But in that first quarter, that's what they produced. The most since the second quarter of 2007. So they're doing jolly well, I'd say. That figure probably fell by 28% in the second quarter based on a Bloomberg survey of analyst estimates. The banks are scheduled to announce results over the next 2 weeks. So watch for that. Led by J.P. Morgan, which will make an announcement on July the 15th this week. The second quarter results may include gains taken under a U.S. accounting rule known as Statement 159. Statement 159, all right? So this is the little trick they're going to use, which allows banks to book profits when the value of their bonds fall from par. The rule expanded the daily marking of banks' trading assets to their liabilities under the theory that a profit would be realized if the debt were brought back at a discount. Lots of ifs, possibles, and maybes. Accounting abomination? Well, in practice, it's an accounting abomination, quote unquote, because fluctuations in the value of the debt don't change the amount the banks owe, said Chris Katowski, analyst at Oppenheimer & Company, New York. Okay, let's hear it again, right out of the mouth of Chris Katowski. It, in practice, is an accounting abomination, because fluctuations in the value of the debt don't change the amount the banks owe. Just a bookkeeping trick, a con game, a Ponzi scheme. And these are the four bigs, the big bad boys. Just because Morgan's credit spreads widened out this quarter doesn't mean that their ultimate interest and principal payments changed one iota, Kotowski said. Quote, the market will back out both on the upside and the downside. Katowski has been covering the banking industry since 1987 and returns his stock recommendations over the past years. Returns on his stock recommendations over the past year have outperformed the average of peer analysts. So he's not ignorant, apparently. He has been discounting the valuation gains from his analysis since at least the third quarter of last year and wrote in an October 2009 report that the, quote, after effects of a 100-year storm are not shaken off in a couple of quarters. So the idea that we're going to be all of a sudden green shoots, we're going to be coming into some kind of a quick fiscal recovery, it's just not borne out in the facts, folks. The honest analysts just don't agree with this idea. This is a bunch of fluff and nonsense that's put out for the weak and the timid, the day traders that aren't paying attention, that only have maybe 20 or 30 minutes a day to look at the news before they go on and, you know, get back into the game and float some more. So be really careful if you're out there in the marketplace. My advice, unless you're long in the tooth and deep in the pocket, would be to get out of this paper-denominated assets. Get yourself into something like gold and silver. Get yourself into something that's tangible. And be very careful in real estate as well right now. there may be a long ways to go before we get to the bottom of the real estate market, the real estate bubble. Well, with all that having been said, that's the news for this morning. I could go on just endlessly. I mean, there's so much, you know, we could talk about from the news. But the news and the news cycle doesn't really seem to bring us anything more than an understanding of not only where we've been in the past, but where we are today. Our focus needs to be on the future, which is why I try and bring out the best information possible in our little teaching segments here, so that we can understand where we have been in the past by looking into the history, and then use the lessons that we can learn to use the sustainable development language, the best practices, lessons learned. Take the best lessons that we can learn from the failures of the past, attempt not to repeat them today, visualize a future where we are actually moving into greater and greater freedom always and less tyranny and despotic control. In order for us to do that, we need to understand the system of government that we have, and avoid, like the plague, those that would say that, well, we don't need any government. I can assure you, government's not going anyplace. We might not be involved in the government, but government's not going anyplace. Not in your lifetime, most likely not in mine. So we'll pick up a little bit more and just continue with John Stuart Mill and see if he's got any wisdom. See if he knew anything in 1850 about the representative system of government that we can learn and apply today. He writes this. He says, what we have said of the arrangements for the detailed administration of the government is still more evidently true of its general constitution. So we've gone in and we've looked at the detailed administration. We looked at the separation of powers. We've spoken briefly about publicity and how important it is. We've discussed a vote a little bit, and we're going to go into the importance of vote and modes of voting as we go through this study. But we've given some of the basics, and then we're going to proceed. All government, which aims at being good, is an organization of some part of the good qualities existing in the individual members of the community for the conduct of its collective affairs. So we look first to ourselves, all of our unalienable rights, and then we mirror it in our governments. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thank you.
corporate media dominates the American opinion, finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so for all of you that have been following along on these various broadcasts, and certainly if you're new to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, if you're new here this morning to our little internet homeschool classroom I titled Become Vocal Local, if you're new, they can always access our show archives. Go up to the website, becomevocallocal.com, and in the page there, you can click on the link that'll take you to the show archives page. Or you can simply click on oraclebroadcasting.com on their homepage. Then look down on the left. You'll see the show archives. Click on that. It'll open up the menu of all of the various broadcasts on this network, and there's lots of them. Click on Become Vocal Local. I believe it's about the third one down in the list. And voila, you're going to look at about 18 months or so of shows, broadcasts that we've done right here. Each of those broadcasts includes a teaching segment of varying lengths, and you can go back and find out lots of information about the systems of government and philosophy and all manner and sundry of things. And as you, if you're new, will discover, we don't cover a lot of the same ground twice here. So the archives are there for your use so that it may, and it makes it easier for me so that we don't have to keep covering so much ground over and over and over again, as some would. But again, let's go into this idea. Again, if we think that government's the problem, and you hear it all the time, oh, government's the problem, government's always the problem, government is not the problem, government has never been the problem, government will never be the problem, it's always you and me. We're the problem, not government. Government is just a plan. If our plans are faulty, we alter our plans. You plan to fail. And if the system of government that you've organized for yourself needs to be updated, then it does need to be updated. As the people change, the government must change with the people. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. Our founders were intelligent enough to include methods of amending not only the federal compact, the federal trust, but also each of the several states' constitutions. All can be amended and do get amended. Then we also have our system of law. We create law by statute outside of the framework of the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. There's lots of ways of changing things around to meet the needs of the time. But let's go in and consider again a little bit more from John Stuart Mill. He says, a representative constitution, and again, a constitution, my body is a constitution. This is how I'm constituted, all right? An apple is a constitution. You look at the apple, this is how it's all these molecules are constituted this way. All these various atoms and molecules, etc. A representative constitution, we talk about restoring a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, which is the form of government that we were given by our founders, if we can keep it. But a representative constitution, we're studying John Stuart Mill's work on representative government, his lengthy treatise on representative government. A representative constitution is a means of bringing the general standard of intelligence and honesty existing in the community and the individual intellect and virtue of its wisest members more directly to bear upon the government and investing them with greater influence in it than they would in general have under any other mode of organization. All right? You with me? It's up to us. If we're not capable of self-government, we will have to have some form of a despotism or some kind of a tyrannical thing over us. When we are capable of self-determination and self-government, we will create and have the kind of a government that we need to afford that lifestyle. Continuing, though under any such influence as they do have is the source of all good that there is in the government and the hindrance of every evil that there is not. I'll say that again. It's difficult. It's one of the reasons why I like to bring this stuff out and stay on the same author for a while, because we start to understand how John Stuart Mill, raised up as a child prodigy, a logician, multilingual, reading the classics before he was out of short pants, this guy has more brain power than most of us could ever hope to achieve. But such influence as they do have, these are the wise people in the community, the informed people in the community, such as our listeners here on Oracle, such influence as they do have is the source of all good that there is in the government. So we become vocal, local. We energize within the existing system right where we are, and we bring our knowledge into action on the local level, becoming the source of all good that there is in the government. And if you're convinced by so many, oh, the government is all bad, don't want to do that, don't want to be involved with that, just want to go away, don't turn your back on that, step over there. That's exactly what the Illuminati would love to have you do. Just stay the hell away from them so that they can run away with the train. And they're doing it. And the longer you stay outside of the system, as long as you stand out on the sidewalk with your bullhorn, as long as you stand outside the IMF, World Bank, G20 cage, as long as you're standing out on the sidewalk getting beat the hell out of you, getting yanked between and behind a police line and strip searched and felt up and all the other horrors that go on, as long as you stand outside there, you'll continue to have nothing but a super helping of tyranny on a daily basis. You need to go inside, sit down at the table, and be the source of all good that there is in the government. Because if not, you will not be able to work as the hindrance of every evil. If we wanted to use goods and evils, and those would have to be defined. But the greater the amount of these good qualities which the institutions of a country succeed in organizing, and the better the mode of organization, the better will be the government. We have to be involved. This is a participatory sport, all right, if you will. Here's the continuation. We have now, therefore, obtained a foundation of a twofold division of the merit which any set of political institutions can possess. It consists partly of the degree in which they promote the general mental advancement of the community, including under that phase advancement in intellect, in virtue, in practical activity and efficiency, and partly the degree of perfection with which they organize the moral, intellectual, and active worth already existing, so as to operate with the greatest effect upon public affairs. Big stuff being said in that sentence. Moral, intellectual, active, intellect, virtue, practical activity, efficiency. These are all of the characteristics that we need to develop in ourselves that we can then bring to bear locally to be that source of good there is in the government and the hindrance of all evil in that government. A government is to be judged by its action upon men. Knowledge is power, true enough. But knowledge is only powerful when it's supplied, when it's action, when you take action upon it, all right? A government is to be judged by its action upon men and by its action upon things, by what it makes of the citizens and what it does with them, or what it makes of the citizens and by what it does with them. Its tendency to improve or deteriorate the people themselves. Is our government deteriorating us now, or is it improving us? Is it bringing us low, or is it bringing us up? And the goodness or the badness of the work it performs for them and by means of them. And it's always by means of them. We are them. We are they. As Spogo said in his cartoon, we met the enemy and they are us. Government is at once a great influence acting on the human mind and a set of organized arrangements for public business. When government got involved with schools, they were able, through the miracle of John Dewey and others, to so subvert and pervert the minds of our people that we forgot our heritage, we forgot who we are, and whose we are. And we became subjects to the mommy state, the generation of vipers. Government is at once a great influence acting on the human mind. Think about the malaise, the depression that lays on the people because of the errant behaviors of our government these past 100 years. And as we research and do our studies and we find out about the Ukrainian genocides and all of the horrors of Pol Pot and the truth behind the Vietnam War and World War I and World War II and the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and firebombing Dresden and Nuremberg, of course, to have a malaise. We're dismayed. We can't believe our government had been allowed to be so evil. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we've returned once again, taking a look at this writing from John Stuart Mill. I think it's so valuable for us to understand some of these ideas that we've tried in the past, ideas and wisdom that was neglected in the past as well. Government, he writes again, is at once a great influence acting on the human mind and a set of organized arrangements for public business. In the first capacity, its beneficial action is chiefly indirect, but not therefore less vital, while its mischievous action can be more or may be more direct. The things that it does to you instead of the things that it does for others, all of us. Continuing here, the difference between these two functions of a government is not like that between order and progress, a difference merely in degree, but it is one in kind. We must not, however, suppose that they have no intimate connection with one another. The institutions which ensure the best management of public affairs practicable in the existing state of cultivation tend by this alone to the further improvement of that state. A people which had the most just laws, the purest and most efficient judicature, the most enlightened administration, the most equitable and least onerous system of finance compatible with the stage it attained in its moral and intellectual advancement would be in a fair way to pass rapidly into a higher stage. All of these are things that we need to get into place, but we need to be that kind of people. We need to be that caliber of people in order to pass into that stage, to come out and to wish for a sustainable, just, and peaceful world. At a time when our economy is focused almost entirely on war and conquest, imperialism, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. It sounds like a Stevie Wonder song or something. All the Stan nations. And as we can remember from Thomas Paine, the governments are organized for war. It's their business is war. Certainly those in today's time period. And then when they tire of having and making war with their neighbors, they turn their attention on their own people and they wage war on their people. This is not set in stone. This is not an ironclad rule. It's just the way it goes. When the people turn their back on government, then they don't pay attention. They don't realize what government is. Governments are instituted among men. For what purpose? To secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And when we forget that, and we turn our backs on that, don't be surprised when government runs amok. It will. It will. And we'll find out more about the amok that governments go into as we continue to study John Stuart Mill. This isn't just all pie-in-the-sky dreaming. He gets in and he really cuts to the chase. Continuing, nor is there any mode in which political institutions can contribute more effectually to the improvement of the people than by doing their work, more direct work well. And reversely, if their machinery is so badly constructed that they do their own particular business ill, the effect is felt in a thousand ways in lowering the morality and deadening the intelligence and the activity of the people. And so as our morality and our intelligence are deadened and lowered, we only have to look at the government. Something is wrong in the way that our government is operating. Right? Their machinery is so badly constructed that they do their own particular business ill. What happened when we brought in this Administrative Procedures Act back in the 1940s? What happened when we rewrote all of the constitutions following World War II? What happened when we went away from a constitution? What happened when we went away from the idea of the de facto state, the state of Missouri, and went to Missouri? We went into, when we came away from the de jure, went into the de facto, or de facto into the de jure, the government of the day. Got to get Alfred Addisk on here. To have him walk through this for us. He knows the topic so well. Make him a note to myself here to send him an email. Love to have him come and join us again on the broadcast. But anyway, so this is where we're at today. We can see the impacts on us. Continuing, but the distinction is nevertheless real, because this is only one of the means by which political institutions improve or deteriorate the human mind. See how intimate the government is with us. By which political institutions improve or deteriorate the human mind, and the causes and the modes of the beneficial or injurious influence remain a distinct and a much wider subject of study. And we'll go into all of that as we go through this material. But of the two modes of operation by which a government, a form of government, or a set of political institutions affects the welfare of the community, its operation as an agency of national education and its arrangements for conducting the collective affairs of the community in the state of education in which they already are, we can pause there, as an agency of national education. Now, we set up this FedEd, just about fed up with that. That didn't seem to work too well, did it? And the arrangements for conducting the collective affairs of the community, the greatest good of the greatest number, the police state, the nanny state, the mommy state, the welfare state, and the warfare state. All of these are perversions. These are perversions that the people are always asking. It's largely because we don't know what form of government. We haven't defined what is the real and true role of our government, as Mike Chambers has brought out on numerous occasions. What is the role? What would you anticipate? All I want at Christmas is my two front teeth, and boy, would I like to have them back. Make it so much easier to do radio well. But what kind of a government would you want? Write down a list, make a list. What would you like to see in government? What's absent in government that needs to be in government? What exists in government that not be in government? Ever done that? Where would you like to see the government of the United States of America and all of the several states and in your county, in your town, in your municipalities? Where would you like to see government going in the next 10 years? If you don't have a plan, why do you fault them for not having a plan? The last evidently varies much less from difference of country and state of civilization than the first. It is also much less to do with the fundamental constitution of the government. The fundamental constitution of the government, you know, is to be as small and as lean and as mean and as burdensome as it possibly can. I think our founders hit that quite well. They struck a nice balance there with that piece of paper. I like it. It gets even more extensive when you move to the states. When you get down to the level of municipalities and municipal codes and the ordinances and all of that and the health departments and everybody in your face all the time, it gets more onerous still. Dropping down a bit further here, the mode of conducting the practical business of government, which is best under a free constitution, would generally be best also in an absolute monarchy. In other words, whatever form of government conduces to the best of the people is best, whether it be under a constitution, a monarchy, a dictatorship, or whatever form. Only an absolute monarchy is not so likely to practice it. And the problem is that when you go into monarchs and when you get involved with dictators and despots, is that whatever is written on a piece of paper just becomes a GD piece of paper. It becomes surrounded by brass and kept under glass in the mausoleum of all things national, right? The laws of property, for example, the principles of evidence and judiciary procedure. We've got to get Alfred on to talk about evidentiary procedure. Be very interesting to have him. We'll go through that as well and others. The systems of taxation, of financial administration, need not necessarily be different in different forms of government. Each of these matters has principles and rules of its own. You go through and you work out the best forms of government, the way that we get things done. Let's say that we wake up tomorrow and Nibiru, Planet X, the white dwarf has struck the planet. And all systems are upside down and inside out. Right where you are, if there are any survivors at all, you'll immediately start forming a system of government again. Hey, these boys are busy trying to build us a house. We need to have some food. Ladies, we're gonna set off a blasting cap over here. Maybe you could have the children move back a little bit. We need to get the children occupied so that they're not crying and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, you start all over again. Once again, and you're building government. Delegation of duties, looking for the most qualified person to do this, to do that, trying to bring together, you know, equipment, put together some infrastructure. It'll start immediately, I guarantee you. And you'll have another form of government. If you know something of this information, then perhaps if all hell goes to, you know, into the handbasket, as they say, and Lucifer or whatever, the evil one, the destroyer, Ahura Angra, Ahura Mazda, whoever's carrying the handbasket into hell, maybe you, it could be that person that would help to set up a just system right where you are in a time of great peril and need and jumpstart your community, if you will. Again, continuing the laws of property, for example, the principles of evidence and judicial procedure, the system of taxation and of financial administration need not necessarily be different in different forms of government. Each of these matters has principles and rules of its own, which are subject of a separate study. General jurisprudence, civil and penal legislation, financial and commercial policy are sciences in themselves. We'll be back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so again, just blowing along through the broadcast, we've got just a bit more to go in this last segment of the broadcast. If you'd like to get in, you're certainly welcome to do that. Join us live on air at 866-841-1065. I'll try and keep my eyes on the phone bank there. We're just kind of walking through an understanding. You know, what was he trying to say when John Stuart Mill was laying out his thoughts and his research and his study over years in England, looking at, examining, not just the government of England, but he had been and spent much time in France and other places in Europe. He was very well aware and paying attention what was happening in the United States at the time, 1850s, the roll-up to the War of Northern Aggression, advancing really good ideas, laying things out. This, again, these are the philosophical radicals. They really did major, they caused major reform in England. They changed the system of law, the reform laws, the poor laws, lots of stuff that they did. Jeremy Bentham involved in this as well. He's really one of the principals. Jeremy Bentham, John Stuart Mill, James Mill, his father, Godwin and others, socialist generally to the man. But it was Jeremy Bentham that came up with this idea of the panopticon, a very unique prison system where the guard tower was in the center and all of the cells were in circles like a stack of pancakes around around this guard tower. None of the inmates could see into the windows in the guard tower. They never knew when the guards were looking, but the guards could look into each and all of the various cells, and so they elicited best behavior from the inmates because the inmates never knew they were being observed, when they were being observed, but they knew they could be observed at all times. This is largely the whole idea behind this camera system all over everywhere, not only in stores and shopping centers and whatnot, but out on the streets and on the highways as well. It's the panopticon. Very, very interesting. It's the idea of GIS, GPS, global governance, the eye and the spy. There's a revolution in the air. Okay. Continuing back to John Stuart Mill's writings here, a government to which they would be wholly unsuitable must be one so bad in itself or so opposed to public feeling as to be unable to maintain itself in existence by honest means. So when all of these good things that we've talked about and these prohibitions, these checks against evil, when all of those things are not there and can't be in place, then it'd be the most unimaginable government that we could ever endure. Continuing, it is otherwise with that portion of the interests of the community which relate to the better or worse training of the people themselves. I'll say it again. It is otherwise with that portion of the interests of the community which relate to the better or worse training of the people themselves. Now, notice the use of words. You know, I'm not here as a champion for John Stuart Mill. I'm not advancing utilitarianism by any means, by no stretch of the imagination. Just bringing from so many other sources this, along with all the rest, an idea, a more understanding of our system of government. But I don't care for this idea of training. I don't like using that word. Training is what you do with a dog or a horse or a cow or a pig, a sheep, an animal. Training. But that's what they do to our children. That's what they use in our public schools and our universities. They train. They don't educate. They train. They have a job description firmly in mind, and then they train you to be the crank turner, the lever puller, the clock puncher. Considered as instrumental to this, institutions need to be radically different according to the stage of advancement already reached. Right, there's great disparagements in the various stages of advancement reached in peoples all around the world. That's why the whole idea of all men are created equal, poppycock. All men are not created equal. There's nothing on the planet that ever was created equal. Not two blades of grass, not two leaves on the tree, not two animals, not two beasts in the field, not two people. We're not created equal. Other than, we're all created, and when we were created, we were endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, so on and so forth. The laws of nature and nature's God. Even those laws exist and operate among the animals and all of the various, you know, insects and everything else. There's these certain laws and there's these established pecking orders. You ever raise chickens, cows, cattle, dogs, pups, horses? There's government everywhere you look if you just know how to see it. Bees, ants, government, it's everywhere. You see it. These are these unalienable laws, you know. Continuing, considered as instrumental to this, institutions need to be radically different according to the stage of advancement already reached. A government that was established for us today in the United States of America would not necessarily be adequate or correct for a government over the people of Zimbabwe, or Tunisia, or Togo, or Lesotho. The recognition of this truth, though for the most part empirically rather than philosophically, may be regarded as the main point of superiority in the political theories of the present above those of the last age, in which it was customary to claim representative democracy for England or France by arguments which would equally have proved it the only fit form of government for the Bedouins or the Malays. Okay? This idea of representative democracy, you know where it came from. It came from England. It came over with the Fabian Socialists and others as they made the United States of America, as they converted it from a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government into a representative democracy or a constitutional democracy under the jackboot, if you will, of Queen Elizabeth II and the Bonnie Prince Charles, right? The sustainable prince. and Prince William and Prince Philip and all the princes and the lords and the ladies and the barons and the nobles. Anywho, the state of different communities in point of culture and development ranges downwards to a condition very little above the highest of the beasts. And so if you've got an indigenous people, they would be best left alone, in my opinion. Just get the hell away, stand back, and leave them alone. No modern government is going to have anything to do with what they're doing. Maybe they have some kind of fetish system that works for them. They've got some tribal councils that work for them. There's nothing Western man is going to be able to do there other than to stay back and leave them alone. That was something that we learned when we were studying the spirit of world politics from William Ernest Hawking so many months ago. Just butt out. This is the laissez-faire principle. Get off our back, let us alone, let us be, and let us pass. Laissez-faire. Okay. Continuing here, it says they may be stopped short. Excuse me, let me continue. The distribution of power and the conditions of command and obedience are the most powerful of the influences, except their religious belief, which can make them what they are and enable them to become what they can be. All right, I know this idea of the separation of church and state is an abortion, really. It's an abomination. You can't separate those two out. This is one of the reasons why multiculturalism doesn't work. Right? Because why? Well, it's because their religious beliefs make the people what they are and enable them to become what they can be. And they're absolutely essential as a part of government. Now, we don't need to necessarily go off into, you know, Babar and Celeste and make a bunch of fictions. I think people all would benefit by having truth and being introduced to truth. But as far as dictating belief systems, is that actually a function of government, or is that something best left to the people themselves? I think so. They may be stopped short at any point in their progress by defective adaptation of their government to that particular stage of advancement. And the one indispensable merit of a government, in favor of which it may be forgiven almost any order or other demerit compatible with progress. Well, that's difficult to say. I'll try it again. Make another stab at it. And the one indispensable merit of a government, in favor of which it may be forgiven almost any amount of other demerit compatible with progress, is that its operation on the people is favorable or not unfavorable to the next step which it is necessary for them to take in order to raise themselves to a higher level. Difficult man to read. Quite a thinker. They don't write sentences like this anymore. They broke the mold here about that time period. But what's he saying? He says, no matter what, we have got to allow people to advance. You've got to step back and don't let your governments interfere with the people's actual advancement. Government is to serve the alternate purpose, to support them in the advancements that they're making. Well, we're all out of time for today. I do thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast, learned something today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.